Of all the jobs I've had in my life, including being a teacher, a lawyer, a councilman, a restaurateur, and a fight promoter, the one that I enjoyed the most was being a judge. Sitting on the bench was not work to me. Rather, it was a privilege that never got old and that I truly loved. Yet I was never quite comfortable with the title, judge. It conjures an image of a person sitting above others, wearing a black robe and banging a gavel, ordained somehow to pass judgment on the people standing before them. I never saw my role as an arbiter of innocence or guilt. I always tried to see individuals for who they were and make decisions based on all that I could learn about them and the events that brought them to my courtroom and what best allowed them to move forward when they left. For 38 years, I had the privilege of being a judge for the Providence Municipal Court. I typically heard cases involving traffic, parking, city ordinance, and other low-level citations. Into my courtroom came thousands and thousands of people of all ages, from all walks of life, with all sorts of life experiences. The men and women who appeared before me were often immigrants and first-generation Americans who didn't speak English well, if at all. They were often the working poor, trying to make a living on low wages. Many had young children. Some were still students themselves. The defendants often arrived with their family and friends. Sometimes what was most noticeable was who was not there. An ex, a father, someone who was in jail at the time. For most of these people, coming to stand before me in court was their first encounter with the judicial and American legal system. Many came from backgrounds where they had lost faith in government and were accustomed to institutions coming down hard on them without regard for their personal circumstances. Generally, most people do not look forward to interacting with a judge or any government entity. And for good reason. It's not fun to wait in long lines at the motor vehicle registry, to be placed on hold for extended time on a phone call with city services, or to face a judge for a parking ticket received in front of the hospital while your child was in the emergency room. If I had to rule just by the strict definition of the law, I probably would have dispensed harsher justice over the course of my 38 years on the bench. However, my judicial and personal philosophy is simple. Treat everyone with kindness, consideration, and dignity.